from the newsroom at news.com.au.
The truth about Sacha Baron Cohen's marriage, Qantas makes a big announcement, and some very exciting biscuit news. Yes, biscuit news. It is all coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Monday the 8th of April. We'll start overseas with a heavy story. Two men in Nigeria have been arrested and charged over a sextortion case involving an Australian boy. It's claimed the men obtained personal photos of the Aussie boy and threatened to share them with his friends and family unless he paid them $500. Devastatingly, the boy ended up taking his own life. Australia has no capacity to extradite the men from Nigeria, meaning they'll be dealt with locally. A reminder that if you need help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Moving on, Qantas made a big announcement about its frequent flyer program today. News.com.au's travel editor Vanessa Brown explains.
So this morning, Qantas's CEO Vanessa Hudson announced sweeping changes across the frequent flyer program following ongoing, and I quote, pain points for many members frustrated by lack of availability. It's been dubbed the Classic Plus Flight Rewards. It's a mouthful, but essentially it will give customers access to around 20 million seats by the time the expansion is completely rolled out later this year. That's four times the amount of seats compared to the current Classic Flight Rewards program, so it's a bunch more seats right across the international and the domestic network.
Cheers, Ness. This is a little bit of fun. Last year, Arnott's pulled an April Fool's joke where they said they were releasing Jats-flavoured Tim Tams. People lost their minds, in a good way, so much so that Arnott's has now decided to release the Jats Tim Tams for real with the product to hit shelves later in the month. See, I told you we had exciting biscuit news. Can't wait for that. To celebrity news now, an insider has revealed the real reason why Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher broke up after 14 years of marriage. They claim the couple went their separate ways over a disagreement about where to live. Cohen wanted to move to London, whereas Fisher wanted to stay in Australia, where they'd been living since 2020. And Candace Warner has opened up about her infamous toilet tryst with Sonny Bill Williams. If you're not familiar with it, Candace and the rugby league star were caught getting it on in a cubicle in a Sydney pub back in 2007, with the hookup making headlines around the country. Now, Warner spoke about the embarrassing situation on Channel 10's I'm a Celeb.
I remember just the hurt and pain that I caused my family because of comments that were made about me in the media.
Yeah.
That was probably the hardest period of my life and just how relentless it was.
Okay.
You know, you really got a feel for Candace Warner. She was young, she was obviously doing something she shouldn't have, but she got caught and it was splashed all over the newspapers and she really got hung out to dry. So I stand with Candace Warner. All right, we'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, it's been revealed that the athletics track for the upcoming Paris Olympics is going to look a little bit different than usual. Instead of the traditional terracotta colour, the track will be purple. The company making the track claims the Paris one will deliver better performance than the one used at the Tokyo Olympics, where three world records were broken. What they've done is change the design on the cells of the lower layer of the track, which they claim will reduce energy loss for athletes and send it back up to them at the best possible point of their movement, which hopefully means we'll see more world records fall. All right, you are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.